Okay, I'm still here in the Newark Meditation Room, and thank God everything is quiet. So, today's daf is daf Yud Beis. Zokter Elokim Mishnah. Beit Shammai Omrim, In Motzim Lo Ata Katan, V'lo Ata Lulav, V'lo Ata Sefer Torah, Nushot HaRabim, Beit Yelo Matiri. Fascinating machlokas. Can you carry on Yontev? Beit Shammai says, can't take out a child, can't carry your lulav, can carry a Sefer Torah from Mishnah Sayachat to Mishnah Rabin, apparently because the only melachas that you're allowed to do are melachas that serve Ochel Nefesh. Nobody's going to be eating the child or eating the lulav, and therefore, what's the hetter to carry? Beit Hillel Matiri, as Beit Hillel says, it's mutter. So again, we begin here some fascinating issues when it comes to Yontev. We begin at last defining which of the malachas are asur on Yontev and what precisely are the limitations of tzarech ochel nefesh, which the Torah indicates by the lachem, the things that you need, ulevado yaseh lachem. Toni Tana, so a Tana who was saying over brises in front of Kameda Rav Yitzchak Bar Avidimi, he said over the following brises to Rav Yitzchak Bar Avidimi. Hashochetu olat nidava b'yom tov loket. Bishleimet to bring an oila chova. The Torah said beferish. We have to bring the korbanas hatzibur, and we have to do the various oilas that we're mechuyev to on Yom Tov. Fine, but an oila nidava, which comes just because I said I'm chayev to bring an oila. What right do I have to do shechita on Yom Tov? That's not tzarech ochel nefesh on an oila. I don't need it all. It goes entirely to the mizbeach. So therefore, you would get malchus for doing malach on Yontev. Well, my leis, Rabbi Yitzchak, Bar Avidimi said to the Tana, where are you getting this from? The Amalach Haman, who said that price? It's got to be only Beit Shammai, because they're the ones who say in our Mishnah, the Amri Lo Amrina Mitoch Shehu Trao Tzahal Tzorach Uchanam Mishlo Tzorach. We generally assume that once the Torah was matir something for tzarech ochel nefesh, it's mutter also for things that I need that are not literally tzarech ochel nefesh. The Beit Shammai says over here, no, even to read for the Sefer Torah, you can't carry it on Yom Tov. So he doesn't hold of this din, which is called mitoch, in short. So he doesn't hold of mitoch. He doesn't hold of because we were matir hotzah for one thing, matir and malachav, for one thing, for literal achila, we matter it for other things as well. Because Beit Hillel, Amri Bitoch Shutro Tzalatzorach, Uchanam Shalalatzorach. I mean, if Beit Hillel would be the one to say this, so they should have said, Ochanami Bitoch Shutro Shchito Tzorach, Uchanam Shalalatzorach. In the same way that they were matir carrying a Sefer Torah. So why wouldn't they be matir doing Shchito? The Torah says you could do Shchito in order to eat it. So you could do shechita for not for eating it, for bringing it in the Beis HaMikdash. So why would they say that Shechayev now Malkus for doing the shechita of an Eilas Nedavah? So it turns out that you're saying over a brice that it only works Aliba to Beit Shammai. So now, it's clear, therefore, that Rav Yitzchak Bar Avidimi is assuming that the entire Machlokas Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel is whether we say Mitoch. Do we say that something which is not the Tzarech Ochel Nefesh is mutter on Yontev or not? Toch shehutra letzerach uchanam shalom tzerach. Maskif l'Rava. Rava does not like the whole approach of Rav Yitzchak Bar Avidimi. And he says to him, he might make Shammai or Beit Hillel b'hai plikim. What makes you think that the machlokas between Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel has something to do with mitoch? Dilma ve'eruv v'hotza'a l'shabbat ve'en eruv v'hotza'a l'yom tov kamif l'kim. Maybe what they're arguing about is whether specifically hotza'a, which is the Molocha Geruah, and which was learned out from Vayaviru Kol B'machaneh, that Yetzei Yishmi Mekomo, and so on. Maybe that's the Machlokas, whether that specific Molocha is something that relates only to Shabbos, and not to Yom Tov, or whether it relates to Yom Tov as well. Now, the question, by the way, just the wording, and this is also a very famous, as famous as Mitoch is, so is Eruv Hotzah L'Shabbos. So exactly what it means is a little bit of a machlokas. Rashi learns there are two things, Eruv and Hotzah. In other words, if Hotzah was also in Yom Tov, so then they made the dinim to be batir, like Eruv Chatzeres and so on. That's how Rashi understands it. Tosfos understands it as Eruv, not the dinim of Eruv, but rather Eruv of Hotza'ah. So it's not Ve'Hotza'ah, but Eruv Hotza'ah, in other words, is Hotza'ah itself mixed together with the dinim of the Malachas on Yontif? Or do we say that because it's a Malacha Gevura, doesn't achieve things the way the other Malachas do, it doesn't have any impact on the object itself, it only changes the relative position of a thing, and therefore it wasn't said Legabe Yontif at all? This is how Rabbeinu Chaim Cohen has the Girsa. Eruv Hotza'ah, without a fault. Okay, so he's not talking about Eruv Chatzeres. Fine. But anyway, getting back to the issue. What makes you say, Taina's Rav, the Machlokes picture, Mayim Beit Hillel, has to do with the din of Mitok Shehut V'Letzorech Ochol Nefesh U'Tanah Mishelo L'Tzorech Ochol Nefesh? Maybe the Machlokes says whether Hotza'ah is considered to be a Malacha that is Aser on Yontif, or perhaps it's only Aser on Shabbos. So then they may all agree that there's no din of Mitok. It's specifically this case of Hotza'ah that they're arguing on, which would have absolutely nothing to do with the din of Shkit of an Eilas Nadava, and therefore Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Avi Gimi was out of bounds in saying that the only one who would say that you would be loka for doing Shkit of Shalol Tzorvor Nefesh, namely for a Korban Eilah, is Beit Shammai, and that you'd get Malkus. So Mar Sovar, the way I understand it, says Rabba, we could learn the Machlokas, that Beit Shammai holds that there is a din of Eruv and Hotza'ah l'Shabbos v'Eruv Hotza'ah l'Yontif, that it applies both to Yontif and to Shabbos. Umar Savar, Eruv Hotza'ah l'Shabbos, but ain't Eruv Hotza'ah l'Yontif. In which case, we now have a completely different understanding of the Machlokas, and there's good grounds for saying ain't Eruv Hotza'ah l'Yontif, because Kedichziv, it says beferish in the Pasuk, v'lo totziu masa mibatechem b'yom ha-Shabbat. Do not carry on Shabbos. Why does it say on Shabbos? And the Mashmaot is b'Shabbatim, but b'Yom Tov lo. So otherwise, what's Yirmiyahu talking about? You could say the same thing about Yom Tov too. So it's an indication that Dafka on Yom Tov. Obviously, we're just bringing an indication. We can't bring a raya from a pasuk in Yirmiyahu to our local diorasa, but we're bringing an indication from Yirmiyahu that that was the understanding that the Hakpoda and also was Sadaka Mekabi Shabbos. So if that's the case, then we could certainly say that the din of Shechitas Eilas Nadav is like as true according to Beit Hillel or according to Beit Shammai. I'm asking for Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef takes now goes on the attack against Rabba's own question on Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Avi Gimi. Yeah, let me add time. If what you're saying is right, what Rabbi is saying is right, that Beis Hillel is matir, hotzas, cotton, and a lulav, and a sefer Torah, only because there's no iser of hotzah. So if there is no iser of hotzah, why are we talking about cases of ktanim, lulavim, and so on? Liflugu bavonim. You could talk about whether you're allowed to carry a stone. What do you have to talk about the case of the cotton? Because if there is no iser of hotzah, then there would be no Isurim of Muksa either, because Isurim of Muksa are all predicated on the Isur of Hotza'ah, and they're harchokas, basically, from Hotza'ah, not to use things. Okay, if we held the Muksa completely, we wouldn't be Motzi anything, so we make Agdoras, Machlokas, Rebbe Shem, Rebbe Yehuda, how much to Asur Muksa? But basically, if there is no Isur of Hotza'ah at all, there would have been no Isur Muksa, in which case the best indication would have been for the Mishnah to say that according to Beis Hillel, you can carry out stones on Yontif, and there's no problem, not of Tiltal, of Muksa, and not of Hotza'ah. Element alone, if Legei Bavonim, since they are specifically talking about things that are not Muksa, they don't talk about Avonim, they talk about things that are necessary, the Katan, the Lulav, the Sefer Torah, Shemamino, Hotza'ah, Shalom, the Tzarech, Legei, that what they're talking about is not an overall sense that there is no Yisro Hotza'ah. Of course, there is an Yisro Hotza'ah. Because there is an Isra Hotza'ah, there's also an Isra Mukta. But what we're talking about over here is a Hotza'ah that's not a Tzorach Achila. Therefore, Beis Hillel is saying the Svar of Mitoch. But Beis Hillel Rameda, that certainly the Isurim of Hotza'ah applied to Yontif. It wouldn't be for the din of Mitoch. It would have been also to be Motzi in Yontif at all. And that's why they couldn't talk about a case of stones. Because Beis Hillel himself would be building on stones.
Rabbi, why would this be true? I mean, if there is a svar of mitov, why not? Why doesn't that boil down to a complete heter for anything that you want to move? Because even though midiraisa mitov might apply for hotza, the chachamim were certainly gozer on hotza that was not mitzarah at all, since the iser of hotza was applicable to yantar. It's only where there is some tzera. Therefore, the chachamim asserted the dinim of muktza as well. So therefore, they couldn't argue about Avon. They argue, therefore, only about the Katan, the Lulav, and the Sefer Torah. We also see that Afrib Yochanan Savar Shemitov Shutra Tzolotzorach Uchanami Shalolotzorach Pligi. That indeed, Rabbi Yochanan also agrees that the Machlokas was a Machlokas about Mitoch, and not a Machlokas about whether Hotzah and Eruv Hotzah Liyantim. The Tani Tana Kamed Rabbi Yochanan. There was a Tana that was saying over in front of Rabbi Yochanan the Brisa that says, "I'm a Vashel Gira Nasheh Bechalav Biyom Tov V'Yachalo Lo Kechamesh." Somebody takes a Gira Nasheh, which is Osir Bachila, and he cooks it in milk, and he does this on Yontif, and he eats it. So he would be chayev five separate lavim. First of all, Lo Kemishum Vashel Gid, he would be chayev once for cooking. Why? Because since he's not allowed to eat it, it's not called the tzarech ochel nefesh. So, in other words, we're talking over here of kol melacha lo yaseh, and bishul being an av melacha, a gid not being roi lachila, comes out that midiraisa. It's also to be a mevashel shelo l'tzarech. Therefore, you would be chayev malchus. Lo kemishum ochel gid, gid anash itself is an issur diraisa. Look, mishum avashel baser b'cholav, just on the cooking, you're not allowed to. There's a separate issue. Avashel gidi b'chalavimo, that it's also baser b'cholav, even just the cooking. Forget about the eating of it. So over here, assuming that yesh beginim b'nais in tam, that the kid anash is considered to be baser, you'd be over on bishul baser b'cholav. But look, mishum ochel baser b'cholav, you'd also be chayev not only on the yisra of achilas gid, but also on the yisra of achilas baser b'cholav. Veloke, and you'd also be chayev mishum havar for making the fire in which to cook the gidah nashim. Okay, so these are two separate malachas. Mevashel is one malacha, and making a fire is another malacha. Omar leis, Rabbi Yochanan said to him, "Do me a favor. If you're going to talk nonsense, poktani levra, and go outside of the base of Medrash and say it to the air. I don't want to hear this kind of stuff. Havara will be shul in our mishnah." There's no way that we're going to accept in our brisa that Havara and Bishul should be considered to be Malachas on Yontif. Why? Because Mitoch, that it's mutter to do these things, the Tzarech Ochel Nefesh. So it would be mutter even Shalom. Now, Imtim Tzolomer Mishnah, and if in fact you find somebody, said Rabbi Yochanan to him, and you're absolutely certain that it does say this in the brisa and that I'm wrong, well, you should know that it's Beit Shammai. It's the same Beit Shammai who said in our mission that you can't take out the cotton and the lulav and the Sefer Torah. So, same Beit Shammai was saying that we're not going to be matir on Yontif, Havara, and Bishul. Because the Beit Hillel came and the Amri mitoch shutra otzal letzorach uchunami shelo letzorach. It can't possibly be Beit Hillel. Because if it's mutter to be mutter the lulav, the cotton, the sefer Torah, so afinami toch shutra avor letzorach uchunami shelo letzorach. So there couldn't possibly be a chayv malchus because of avor and bishul yontan. It's clear, therefore, from the words of Rabbi Yochanan, that the machlokas of Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel was specifically in terms of the din of mitoch, and not the machlokas about whether iruv v'otza liyontif or not.
Zogt der Heilige Mishnah, Beit Shammai Omrim Ein Molichin Chala Matan Oisekoin B'Yom Tov. Bein Shur Mu Mi'emesh, Bein Shur Mu Mi'ayom. Now we saw earlier that there's a Gezeira against taking off Trumas HaMaisus on Shabbos and Yom Tov. The reason being, according to Moshe Shonim, because it looks like you're being mitzaken. But there is another approach. The other approach is because it's similar to being Magdash. You're not allowed to be Magdash on Shabbos because that's similar to buying and selling. But in any event, that Gezeira certainly does not apply to taking off Chala. on Yontov, because challah, if you make the dough on Yontov, which you're certainly allowed to do and it's a mitzvah to do, you won't be able to eat it unless you take off the challah. So as we saw earlier, a freshest challah is not considered to be osur on any level on Yontov. And in the same way, you can also, if you do shchita on Yontov, in the same way that you can take off challah from an isa that you bake on Yontov, you can also take off the zroah l'chayayim v'keiva, which is what we take off from an animal that is nishchat, and that's given to the kohen. You're allowed on Yontov to take that off. And despite the fact that the zroah l'chayayim v'keiva are not ma'akev v'achila, in other words, without challah, you can't even eat. So obviously it's mutter to take off the challah, that's the ultimate zroah l'chol nefesh. It's not quite the same when it comes to shchita, eating the meat, because not taking off the matanos does not prevent you from eating it. Nonetheless, we were matter hafrosha on Yontov, because if you don't, you may come to just simply eat up, and you'll forget about taking off the matanis at all, and that way you'll be over on a Yitzir Aseh. And there's another approach also, which is that something, even though it doesn't answer the behemoth achila, that we're matter it, because the very fact that it isn't matter the behemoth achila means that it isn't similar to being metaken. So therefore, according to those shittas who hold that the problem of the gezeira in the first place, it comes to address as the Yitzir metaken on Shabbos, over here, since I'd be able to eat it anyway, I'm not really accomplishing anything. So what's Yisr in doing? Now, our Mishnah is interested in the halacha about whether, having taken off the challah and taken off the matanas, are you allowed to bring them to the kohen on Yontov, or are we not matriach on Yontov? So Beit Shammai omrim ein molichin challah matanas kohen biyom tov. According to Beit Shammai, we do not take the challah that we took on Yontov to give to give to a kohen. And not only that, even if the kohen would come, as Tosfos points out, even if the kohen would come to your house, you know, it says molichin over here. That's not the problem. Isn't the molichin? So even if the kohen comes to your house, you don't give over the truma on Yontov itself. Whereas, and it doesn't matter when you took off his truma, ben truma mi'emesh, ben truma mi'ayon, whether the truma was taken off today or whether it was taken off from before. Because what we were matir the actual taking off of the challah, the actual taking off of the matanes on Yontov. Okay, but when it comes to do the halacha, which is known as before, we don't do that today. Beit Hillel matirin, according to Beit Hillel, it's mutter even to bring it to the kohen, because after all, the kohen needs it for Yontov. It's on the mele for his Torah. You can also bring it on Yontov. Omrula and Beit Shammai, Gzeira Shava. Even though obviously it's a drabon, it's actually Gzeira Shava, but it's the same concept as Gzeira Shava is in a Diraisa, year two. It's sort of let's learn one out from the other. If we know that Chala and Matanot are Matanot Lekohen, and we know that Trum is a Matanot Lekohen, so the same Shem Molochin at Truma, Gatkin Molochin at Matanot, obviously you agree that you can't be Merlech Truma that was there from before, because, I mean, otherwise you would have told us the bigger Kiddush. Instead, you're only talking about Chala and Matanot, which are Mutter on Yontov. But in the same way that you can't be Merlech Truma, you shouldn't be able to be Merlech Matanot. Umrulan Beit Hillel, there's no comparison. Loima Martin Betruma, Shein Nozakai Baramatan. The reason that the Rabbonim are Geyser on Truma, not because the Rabbonim are Geyser Bechlal, not to be Isaac with Truma on Yontov, because of the whatever the purpose of the Gzera was, either Nirik Magdash or Metakein. And therefore, they also didn't give you rights in bringing the Truma to the coin. Mashen Kein, Tomru B'Matanot. We're talking about the Matana Yisr Chala, where they're obviously Zakai B'Aramatan. You're allowed to take them off on Yontov. So, Mimele, you're also allowed to bring them to the coin on Yontov. Kasalka Daitech. Now, the initial assumption over here is that when the Mishnah said that according to Beit Shammai, it's Osir to take the Chalas and Matanais Shuhurmu Mihayom, it means not only Shuhurmu that I took it off, but that it was actually Nishkatu Mihayom. And these Matanais were of a behema that was actually Nishkat, or in the case of Chala, a case of where I took off the Chala from a dough that had actually been made only today. Even though it talks about when it was taken off, it's Lavdaf. And since that's the case, it means that Beit Shammai Osir the Matan. And when it says it rather Shuhurmu Mihayomish, it means also Hurmu and Shenishkatu Mihayomish. In other words, both the Haroma was done yesterday, and also the Shita was done yesterday. In which case, the Gemara asks, Mani Masnisa, which of the Shitas in explaining the Machlokes, Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel, would our Mishnah be going according to? Certainly, Lo Rabbi Yossi, as we'll see. For Lo Rabbi Yehuda, as we'll see. Ela, the Shita V'Acherim, as we'll see. What are these three Shitas? The Tanya. Amar Rabbi Yehuda. Lo Nechlik, Beit Shammai, Beit Hillel, Ala Matanais. And whenever we say Matanais over here, by the way, we all also mean chala. So the matonais is rola chayim v'keva or the chala that's taken from the isa. There was no machlokas between them. If shuhurmu mi'erev yom tov, if this was taken care of yesterday, shemolikin ima matonais shuhurmu mi'ayom v'shnushku mi'ayom. Certainly, the assumption Rav Yehuda is making here is that certainly both b'chamei tiller and meida that the something that you were only able to do today. You were meirim the matonais, meirim the chala today. So there's no question over there that you can even bring along together with the things that you have today with the things that you had yesterday. That's not a problem. Lo nechal kuela lo lichan b'fe'atzma. Shail is those things that you had from yesterday that aren't really part of what you needed to do today. Can you take them separately on their own or only if they're mixed together with challah and matanis that you needed to take today? Shebeit Shammai omrim ein melechim u'beit Hillel omrim malechim melechim. V'kach haya Beit Shammai danim. And the way that Beit Shammai dan, similar to our Mishnah, that challah matanis is also matan lekoin. Just like you can't bring truma that was ufresh from the day before to a koin, kachin molechin et matanot. Amrula and Beit Hillel loim amartem b'truma. That's different. By truma, I understand that I can't because I know zakai baram matan. I'm not allowed to take off the truma. Amrula b'matanot zakai baram matan. Mashenke, when it comes to the matanot, the zolachayim v'keiv and the chala, I have every right to be merim it today on yantah, and that would mean, therefore, that since Alibad Rav Yehuda, Beit Shammai hold that the matanais that were nishkatu hayom, it's mutter lo lichan. So then clearly our Mishnah doesn't follow that at all, because I mean the way we understand the Mishnah is that Beit Shammai is certainly saying that it's usher to be melech the matanais. Furthermore, Amar Rav Yossi has a different approach, and he says lo nech lo Beit Shammai Beit Hillel al matanot. If you have matanais, and again including chala shemolichin, you're certainly allowed to be melech it to the kohen on yontev, no matter when it was taken off. Lo nechlegu ela ala truma. What we're talking about, only the machlokas was on truma itself. We're over there. You don't have the right to be merim the truma on yantav. So therefore, Beit Shammai omrim ein molichin, because we make a gzeira, you shouldn't do the halacha, because if people see that you do the halacha, so they may end up doing the hafrash. Ubeit Hillel omrim molichin. V'kach hayu Beit Hillel danim. According to this version, it's Beit Hillel who was tining against Beit Shammai. Kishem shemolichin et hamatanot, just like you agree that you are allowed to be melech matanot. Kachmolokin et truma. Omar lem Beit Shammai. In this version, it's Beit Shammai who says loim amartem b'matanot. We're over there. Zakai baramatam. Tamru b'truma shen zakai baramatam. So it's according to Rabbi Yossi, you certainly can be melech, and the only question over here is whether you can be melech truma. So obviously the Mishnah is not going according to that either. Okay, so the Mishnah can't. I mean, if Rabbi Yossi is saying that according to Beit Shammai, it's mutter to be melech matanai, so the Mishnah says beferish it is also the melech matanai in Beit Shammai, can't possibly be Rabbi Yossi's understanding in Beit Shammai. So whose understanding is it? Oh, the third sheet. That on the contrary, there's no machlokas. Definitely, you cannot be molech truma. The only machlokas is what the din would be. Whether can you be melech lizreilach and the keva or chala? So according to Beit Shammai, it's ein molechin. According to Beit Hillel, it's molechin. So now, if the way we've understood the machlokas is correct, so then looking at the Mishnah, leimacherimi velo Rabbi Yehuda, certainly can't be Rabbi Yosi. Omar Rava says, Rava, no, actually, it could work out even on Libet Rabbi Yehuda, because we made some assumptions in the Mishnah. I mean, it doesn't say anywhere in the Mishnah, Mikatani, Shurmu, Me'ayom, Shinishvatu, Me'ayom. Does it say necessarily that Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel are arguing about Matanis that were taken off today? It says Shurmu. So if that's the thing, maybe it's talking about, no, Allah, that it's talking about where the Shechita was yesterday, and Einachinami. I mean, if it would have been the Shechita today, it should have said Shinishvayom. So since that's the case, if what the Mishnah, the Tana of the Mishnah might be saying is exactly like Rabbi Yehuda, that Beit Shammai asked to bring Melech Matanos V'Kayin if they had been checked it yesterday. But Enochinami, if today was the first time that you could have taken off the Matanos, then maybe they would be Mutter. That Beit Shammai is made it as Mutter to be Melech to the Kayin. Lema, so then shall we say now that you made that diet, that it doesn't say anything about Shemishtu Mi'ayom, so maybe indeed it's Tafka going according to Rabbi Yehuda and not the Acherim. Because I mean, the Das of the Acherim is that according to Beit Shammai, even a Beimish Lishta Hayom, you cannot take a Matana. Answers the Gemara, Filoteima Acherim. There's no Raya against the Acherim. It could well be that the Mishnah holds of the Acherim. It's just that we need to slightly change the way that we're understanding these Acherim. And when the Acherim said over here that Beit Shammai asers to be Merlich Matanot, it means it asers to be Merlich Matanot where the animal from which the Matanais were taken were Hanak Shanishku Mi'emesh, where it was shechted from the day before. But Eina Kinami, if today's the only time where you could have taken off the Matanis because you just did the Shechita, so then maybe the Acherim are also made that Beit Shammai would be made that you are allowed to be Mela. Which case would work out fine in the Mishnah too. Yes, the Mori Yachi Aina Reb Yehuda. Wait, then there's no Machlokas Acherim Reb Yehuda. They're saying exactly the same thing. No, the Gemara, yes, but you're forgetting one ish. You could be Naya Tvela. The question would be over here whether you're allowed to add to the Matanis of today the Matanis of yesterday. So the Acherim that don't discuss that issue, they hold that according to Beit Shammai, that indeed would be Asuras. Reb Yehuda holds that Beit Shammai are Matir. So the Mishnah didn't specify. It could be it's either going like Reb Yehuda or like the Acherim. Or Reb Yehuda Mishmuel Halachah Reb Yosi. We paskin like Reb Yosi and like Beit Hillel that even Truma can be taken. I mean, obviously like Beit Hillel, that way he didn't say, but once we know what the Machlokas Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel is, we now know what the din is. Because we paskin like Beit Hillel that you would be allowed to be Melech Truma to a Kohen on Yonta. With Tuvi, Berev, the Rim Nechemia, Havele Garba, the Chamer, the Truma.
So Rav Tuvia Bereder of Nechemia had a barrel of wine, Havele Garva de Chamra de Truma, and it was all Truma, and he wanted to bring it for Simchas Yontev, that a Kohen should have this barrel of Truma that was in his Rishos. So he comes to Rav Yosef to ask him. Ata lekamid Rav Yosef omerle, mahu lantia lekoina idna, we might be allowed to bring it today to a Kohen. Omerle, you can't. Because Rav Yehuda Mishmuel Paskin, that halacha is Reb Yosi. And therefore, according to the way Reb Yosi was learning it, it's not like our Mishnah at all. With Beit Hillel, in Fin Harmish, that agrees with Beit Shammai about not being Molech Truma. But the way Reb Yosi understood it, Beit Hillel says, no, you're actually allowed to carry Truma. So, therefore, since he paskin halacha Reb Yosi, and obviously halacha Beit Hillel, you are allowed to carry that barrel of truma. Another maisa, similar to this, was the Yush Bezichne. That was the person that Rava Bar of Chana used to stay at when he was in yeshiva. He had an isuraita de chardala. He had like a package of mustard seed. And he asked him whether I would be allowed to be porech and mecha min abiyamta. To be porech means to take in your fingers and to rub it between your fingers to get the mustard out of the softened zroyim of the mustard seed. Would I be allowed to do this? Because to take it out normally is disha. And I can't separate it the way I normally would separate it. However, if we say that Litzorach Achila, I'm allowed to do Shechita, I'm allowed to do Bishol, so I should be allowed to do this. Or do we say that anything that I could have done before Yontav, I'm not allowed to do on Yontav, so would I have to wait to the last minute to get the mustard seeds out? Lo avi biyada. So Rav Bar Bachana did not know what to tell him, and his disappointed Achsanyai, the Yush Bezichne, he went to Lekami to Rava to ask him, Omar Lehi. So Rava said to him, the din is that when you do something, kela achre yad, in a way in which it's normally not done, it's mutter on Yontav, even though on Shabbos it's also min rabona. It's not really a malacha. A malacha la achre yad is usher. However, on Yontav, they were not gozer. If something is a tzorach achila, to do even a malacha you could have done before, to do it kelachar yad. And therefore you're allowed to be molon and melilais, so you can take grains and you can rub them between your fingers, and you're also allowed to do that for kitniot, which include the mustard seeds. So you can rub the plant, the seeds come out, everything would be okay. Eitve abaya bayes rubber from a brighter. Somebody has real melilot, he has grains, let's say of wheat or oats, and he takes this me'erev yomta, and he had rubbed them in his hands, Erev Shabbos, rather. He had rubbed them in his hands, Erev Shabbos. However, rubbing in the hands doesn't do a very good job of taking out the bran. The machar minafeach miyad liyad. What you can do the next day, if you were molo from Erev Shabbos, you can blow on them, basically, by putting them, letting them drop from one hand to another hand. And that would allow, you know, on a small scale, removal of the bran. And that's not the normal way it would be done, obviously. And therefore, you're allowed to eat it. Aval lo bekanon velo betamchoy. You cannot, however, separate out the bran with any type of kli that would be used normally for such a thing.
Rabbi, doing something with the achaya, is that generally mutar, and then the rabbanon would go there?
Yeah, it's not in malacha d'oraita, and the rabbanon has it.
Even on Shabbos? I'm saying
It's mutar even on Shabbos. But you're right. It's not a malacha. Malacha is machsheves by definition is something that you do machsheves in a way that is real. So therefore, you can do it, but only in your hand. Aval lo bekanan velo betamchui. Ma she'enke, what is the implication here? Hamolel melot merav yom tov. L'mocha menapeach al yad. You're allowed to be menapeach normally, as long as it's not a lot at one time. But it's what it is that you're going to eat right now. You can even use a kanon. You can even use a tamchui. And these are things that you would normally use, b'chol, to do brira. But you don't use large scale kalim. Lo betavla, lo venafa, lo vekivora. So a kanon is like it's a type of straw that gets thinner and thinner towards the smaller and smaller, so only the small things can escape the bottom and everything else remains behind, so you get rid of the junk. And you're left with the actual seed, with the actual grain. But to put it through an actual sieve or a sifter, which is, that's what you do when you're doing a whole kilo of stuff, that's also because, I mean, it's also because it looks like you're, even if you only do a little, it looks like you're doing real malacha and you're making more than you need for yanta. But in any event, the implications here are that the entire discussion revolves around the preparation that had been done from Erev yanta. And not that you would have been allowed to do this on Yantav, which is what you, Rava, were saying, Tainiz Abaya to Rava. So you see, only if you did the Melilais, Me'erev Yantav, but on Yantav itself, where does it say that you're allowed to be Mola? And says the Gemara, Libra Rava, Afilu Teima B'Yom Tov. The truth is that the only reason it said Erev Yantav was because we had started with Erev Shabbos, correct? I mean, obviously you can't do it on Shabbos. So Mamela, we spoke about it. As long as you had done the Melila Erev Shabbos, so we were matter what you could do, miyad liyad, and blow on it, you can do. And therefore, since we started talking about Erev Shabbos, we continued in this Sefer to say Erev Yantav. So therefore, afilu tema b'yantav. My psak, says Rav, is correct. Would have been exactly the same, but this guy is asking, the Yushbezichne of Rav Bar Chana, what he was asking me was about Yantav. And the truth is that this brayta did not mean to aser if you did Malila, to do Malila on Yantav. So, afilutei mev Yantav. However, since we began a discussion by discussing Erev Shabbos, where they're over there, of course, and Shabbos can't do Malila, so Memela Tana Seifanani Me'erev Yantav. But it doesn't mean daf. Yes, if that's the case, then it would turn out that truma, you actually are allowed to take off on Yantav. See, because we thought, and this is how this entire piece connects to everything that we've been talking about, the reason we made such a simple assumption that challah is very fundamentally different than truma, this was the whole discussion between Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel, is because there is no way to come to a chiyuv truma on Shabbos and Yantav. You can only come to such a chiyuv mer of Shabbos and Yantav, correct? Because it's one thing, you're allowed to make an Isa, which is b'chayv yon challah, but how would you be allowed to complete a kri, which involves doing the Isra of Disha and Brira, on Yantav? That can't be done. But according to the way you're learning it right now, that you could actually do it biyadayim. So if you did it biyadayim, you would now have completed grain that was only completed on Yantim. So why did our Mishnah take for granted between Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel that there'd be no way that you could ever be zoche to do take off truma on Yantim? What do you mean? I just finished it today. I did the melila biyadayim. Now I have my pile of grain, and now I have to take off truma. So how do you explain the fact if matzino truma sezakai baramata? How do you explain the lashon that we just had, Tznan? Lo, yimamartem b'truma, sheino zakai baramata. Truma is different. There's no way for you to be able to take off truma on Yanta. That's not true. Says the Gemara, lo kash. Actually, that doesn't mean anything, because there's a difference. This lashon would be the one who's asking the kasha over here, that it's possible to find a case that your mechuyev is going aliba to Rebbe. Because Rebbe is the one who says that if you made a pile of grain by rubbing your hand on it, melilot, that indeed you would be chayev and truma. But our Mishnah says there's no case would be chayev and truma. He's going aliba to Rebbe Yosef, Rebbe Yehuda. Rebbe Yosef, Rebbe Yehuda shita is that you do not take off truma because there's no chiyav of afrashas truma from melilot, because it's not considered to be a normal digun, and therefore it's not a kasha. Where is this machlokas? The Tanya. Yechnis shibolim. Somebody brings in the raw grain where it's not nigmar malachtam, and therefore it's not considered to be a kri, it's not nidgun. And he brings in this shibolim in order to make an isa. So there's no iser of eating from it without taking off trumas and maisers, because it's not called gmar malach. And therefore, to just take some and eat them is not a problem. So ochel mihem arai, and he would be potter from afrashas truma, because you're only chayev at the moment that it's idka. If, however, he brought them in the house to be molalon b'malilais, he was going to eat them actually as grain. But he wasn't going to process them. He was going to use his hand, rub them between his fingers, and that way he would get rid of the covering of the grains themselves. So there is a machlokas. Rebbe says, even for achilat harai, it would be considered to be idgun, and it was chayev, because you brought them in as if it was nigmar malachtam, because there's nothing else to do, right? You're going to be eating it in this fashion without any processing. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, even to be molam alilais, you would be allowed to eat arai. Because the only time that you chayev in truma is where, as it says, Rashi's digoncha. Digoncha, digun means a pile of grain that has been processed, put into a silo. That's the meaning of asifat legorem. So therefore, it would work out very well. If you hold, like Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, there never is a case where it would be possible to say that you're zeicha to take off truma on Yantiv, because it couldn't have been done before. Well, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, the truth is, however, now that you raise the issue, there's actually a way, even a little bit of Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, that we should say that you could take off truma on Yantiv. And when would that be? A case where Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda is matir, is machayev. And where is that? Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda nami, mashkacha. So there is a case where, on Yontev, you would be chayev in truma. And therefore you should be allowed to be mafresh on Yontev. And that would be in a case where you indeed bring in shibolim, and your intent was to bring in the shibolim to make cake or bread on Yontev. Lasot miyam isa. So since over there you didn't intend to do melila, you brought it in with the full intent to do a disha and to do miruach and so on, you were going to take care of these things ultimately through disha normal, and then you decided, you know what, I will go ahead and be mole of them instead, and I'll do this on Yontif so it'll be fresh. So then you're nimlach aleim l'molalam b'yom tov. Where over there, the din is, that it becomes, since it was brought in to actually do a normal digun, that tavla biyume, over there, the shibolim become tevel on yontav itself, because since your initial das was to make a standard digun and would have a din of gorim, at that moment when you're machnis and there's already a chiv to take off the trumas or meiser, is the moment that you have the digun or the melila. So the moment that you do the melila, it's now as if it was nigmar malachtam commercially for digun. So over there, of course, Rabbi Yosef would be made that the initial intent to treat them with a standard gorim means that you were machnis l'gorim, therefore they have a din of tevo. So anyway, we're going to have the kasha of why did we take for granted in the Mishnah that eino zakai betruma? Why not? There are cases. You're right. Okay, you know what? So if indeed even Aliba de Rabbi Yosef, we would have had to explain the way why it is that this is not considered to be zakai baramata, so then we might as well forget about going Aliba de Rabbi Yosef anyway. We could say, you know what? It works out according to everybody, because maybe the intent was of saying eino zakai baramata was simply that, look, 99% of the cases, are you going to be taking off Truma on Yom Tov? No. I'm not denying that there may not be a case, but don't ask me, therefore I should be allowed to be Melech the Truma, where it's kemat, not benimtza, that I should be Chayev. Well, the case of Melilais, where am I going to not bump into that case? Maybe that's the point. So Melech, I don't have to say it's going Dafka, Aliba, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda. Tomorrow we'll see more about where the Machlokas of Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, and Rebbe was constricted to. Beit Shammai omrin ein motzi'in lo et ha-katan velo et ha-lulav velo et sefer Torah l'rishut rabim u-beit Hillel matirim. Tani tana kamei de Rabbi Yitzchak bar Avudim mi ha-shochet olat nedava biyom tov loke. Omar lei, ha, diyom lecha mani Beit Shammai. Diyamri lo omrin ha mitov shutra otzo l'tzorach u-shra mishalo l'tzorach. Because he, Beit Hillel, so if that's the case, in your supposed bright as well, so why would you be over for shechting a korban? Why are you taking for granted that Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel are arguing about the question of mitoch shutra letzarech u'tshaloi letzarech? How do you know about obligate dilma be eruv v'otzala shabbat ve'en eruv v'otzala shaliyom tov kamiflagei? Mar tzavar eruv v'otzala shabbat ve'eruv v'otzala yom tov, and therefore, says Beit Shammai, you're not allowed to be motzi if it's not letzarech u'chol nefesh. And mar tzavar eruv v'otzala l'shabbat ve'en eruv v'otzala yom tov, but has nothing to do with mitoch. So there's stam no iser of otzah on Yom Tov. What would be the reason? Kedechti v'lo totziu ma'asami v'atechem b'yom ha-shabbat. Shabbatin b'yom tov lo. Mat keflor of Yosef, if that were the case, why are we talking about a kata? We could be liflugu ba'avanim, because there would be no basis for mukta. Therefore, it's got to be min alo miflugu ba'avanim, Shema mina ba'otzar shelo letzarech pligei. The Afreb Yochanan tzavar shemi b'mitoch shutra otzar letzarech u'chunami shelo letzarech pligei. The Tani Tanak amed Reb Yochanan ha'mevashel giran asher b'chol of b'yom tov the ochlo lo kechamesh. First of all, he's lo kebishum mevashel giran asher. He's lo kebishum ochlo giran asher. He's lo kebishum mevashel bas b'chola. He's lo kebishum ochlo bas b'chola. And he's lo kebishum avara. Omar le, out of here. Topok tani levra. Avaro bishulayna mishnah. Vim timtza lomar bimishnah. It's only going a little bit of Beit Shammai. Damir lo amrin bitok shutra tzela tzelech and shalam shalom litzarek. So find that. You could say it's true about the bishulagid too. Zachinami. Lo amrin bitok shutra avaro litzarek and shalam shalom litzarek. But a little bit of Beit Hillel. Kivan damrin bitok shutra tzela tzelech and shalam shalom litzarek. We would say the same thing about avara. Mitok shutra avara litzarek. Hutranami shalom litzarek. Beit Shammai omrin nein molechin chalom matanat lakoyin biyom tov ben shumar miyamesh ben shumar miyayom u beit ilo matirin omrulan Beit Shammai Gezeira shava, chala umatanot matana lekohen, v'truma matana lekohen. Kishem, as you undoubtedly agree, shein malachin et ha-truma, kach en malachin et ha-matanot, amru lahem beit Hillel. There's no comparison. Lo im amartem b'truma sheinu zakai ba'ramatat. Are you going to say the same thing about matanot shezakai ba'ramatat? Now, kasalka daita shuhur mu mi'ayom v'shenish k'tum e'yom, v'shuhur mu mi'yamesh v'shenish k'tum e'yamesh. In which case, we have problems, because then the Mishnah is not going, not alibit Rabbi Yossi, not alibit Rabbi Yehuda, it's only going as the sheet of the Acher, the Tanya. Omer Rabbi Yehuda, lo nech laku beit Shammai beit Hillel, first of all, where they're mixed, matanot shuhur mu mi'ayom v'shenish, together with matanot shuhur mu mi'ayom, or shenish k'tum e'yom, Lo nechku ella lo holichan bifnei atzman. We're over there, Beit Shammai Osrim, and they say in molichin, Beit Hillel omri molichin. And the way to understand the discussion goes like this: Kachoy Beit Shammai danim, chala umatanot or matana lekohen, truma as matana lekohen. So kishem shon molichin et truma, kachin molichin et matanot. Amru lahem Beit Hillel lo im amartem betruma sheinu zakai baramata, tomru b'matanot shezakai baramata. On Rabbi Yosef, no, no, no. That you're allowed to be molech. The question was on the truma itself. Beit Shammai omri nei molechin, Beit Hillel omri lichin. And the discussion went like this: Kachaya Beit Hillel danim, if chala and matanot are a matana lekohen, and truma is a matana lekohen, so kishem that you undoubtedly agree that molechin et matanot. Kach molechin et truma, to which Beit Shammai responded, there's a big difference. Lo im amart matanot, shezakai baramata. But you're not going to say the same by truma, sheino zakai baramata. Acherim omrim, lo nechlu Beit Shammai Beit Hillel truma she'in molechin. On the contrary, it's not that Beit Shammai agreed about the matanot, it's that Beit Hillel agreed about the truma, that you can't be molech. Lo nechlu ela ala matanot, she Beit Shammai omrim, Ein molechin, ubeit Hillel omrim melechin. Then the way we understand our Mishnah, it's lema acherimi, and not certainly not Rabbi Yosi, but maybe it's not Rabbi Yehuda either. Omar Rava, well, how do you know you had a right to assume we're talking about either way? It doesn't say in the Mishnah when you took it off. Mi katani shuhur mu mi'ayom, v'shenishkatu mi'ayom. What does the Mishnah say about shechita? All it talks about shuhur mu. That's all it said. Uliyolam, it could be talking about a case where the shechita was done yesterday. The shechita tamiyamish. Okay, fine. So then it's Rabbi Yehuda v'lo acherim. Filu teima acherim. U'bahanech the nishchatu miyamish. I don't get it. So then if you're being matir according to the acherim, even if the shechita was done yesterday, as long as only the aroma was done today, then there's no machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and the acherim. Yochi ana Rabbi Yehuda. Well, you're forgetting the Ikebanah, that opening case, where you were mixed. You had matanot that were Urmu and Nishkatu today with yesterday. On Rav Yehuda Mishmuel, Halacha k'Rabbi Yosi. And Rav Tuvi, Pared Rav Nechemia, Havi Leigar B'Chamer D'Truma. And he came and asked Halacha L'Maisa from Rav Yosi, from L'Malam T'il L'Koin Ha'idna. Omar Le'och Yom Rav Yehuda Mishmuel, Halacha k'Rabbi Yosi. Therefore, it should be mutter. Ushbezichne, the Rabbi Barav Chana, Havilei Asuraita the Chardal. And he had not prepared the mustard before, so he asked him, Alu Fruchi Mech, Minayam Yomto? Lo Havi Biyade. He came to Rav and asked him, Omarlei, look, you're allowed to be Molol on Melilais, Omefarchin Kitnes Biyando. Et Ve'abaye, doesn't it say, Amelol Melilot mi Erev Shabbos, Lamoch Minafech Miyad Biyad Ve'ochel, but I'm all of the law to note the word specifically me erev yom tov lamoch minafeh chayad ayad v'ochel afilu b'kanun afilu b'tamchui avolo b'tabla avolo b'napa avolo b'kvora, because it's similar, it looks like you're preparing for the whole week. But anyway, note that it says dafka me erev yom tov and dafka erev yom tov in b'yom tov itself lo afilu teima b'yom tov. I did it on a ratio, me Erev Shabbat, on a Sefer Nami, me Erev Yom Tov. But Lomais, it doesn't make any difference. But wait. So in other words, you're saying it's Shaykh, according to this, to do Melila, so then you could have ended up becoming Mitchayev and Truma on Yantav, because it wasn't Tevel Yasek, or it wasn't Roy to be called Dogon. So then Matsinu Truma Shazakai Baramata, and in our discussion in the Mishnah, the whole thing took for granted, but they told about Shammai, that there's no way to be Zakai Baramata on Truma. Lo Imamata Betruma Zakai Baramata. No, full kasha. Oh, Rabbi, oh, Rabbi, as you read it, the Tanya, Yechnishi, Bolim Lasod, Bem Isa, Ochem Emarai, Upatur. If you're Machnes, then the Molo Amalilais, then Rabbi is Machaya, and Rabbi is Rabbi is Poter. So, Mamel, Kun Rabbi is Rabbi Yud, Mololon is never Chayev. Okay, but even Ali, but Rabbi is Rabbi Yud, it could be a case, Mashkachat Lakagon Shechnishi Bolim, initially with the intent Lasod Bem Isa, and then he decided to be Mololon beyond them. So over there, indeed, it became Tevel today. Ooh, you're right. Elamai Truma, Rov Truma, which gets a golden feel, I leave it to Rabbi Yehuda.